I'm Joe Kendrick for WNCW. Very happy to be talking with Stephen Merritt of the Magnetic Fields in front of their performance this Saturday night at Moogfest at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium. Welcome, Stephen.
Thank you for having me.
We've enjoyed your latest record, Love at the Bottom of the Sea, on Merge Records, and a return to synthesizers as well as a return to Merge Records. Very appropriate that you're at Moogfest, which is honoring the vision of Robert Moog. Are you planning on using any Moog synthesizers at your performance?
No, not only that, we're not planning on using any synthesizers at our performance, but I do use a little electronic keyboard called the Pocket Piano, but it's a far stretch from a synthesizer. It only has four knobs.
You've talked about technology as a catalyst for music to introduce new meanings, especially for artists that don't fully understand or are very new to the technology. Did you use any new equipment in making your latest record?
Oh, yes, I used a great deal of new equipment. I went quite gadget happy on the new record, and I used four different Duonatron instruments and the Folktech Micro Garden and the Wretch machine and the Infernal Noise machine. Lots of things that didn't exist the last time I made a record with synthesizers.
And the way that you made this record, I read where you talked about how the melodies had all been deconstructed. You worked over these songs many times in as they evolved. Is that right?
Well, I revise a lot. I did use synthesizers sometimes as a decompositional agent, where instead of having a repeated verse with different lyrics or something, I would just repeat the same thing, but with the vocal drowned out by what sounds like a swarm of insects or something like that. So it did a lot of destroying the simple compositions with static sound, and that sort of thing. But a lot of that got mixed down in the final product, so you can't necessarily hear what I'm talking about in listening to the record, but I know it's there. And I plan to use it a lot more next time I make a record.
Are you already working on another record?
I'm not working on another Magnetic Fields record yet, but I am, in fact, working on a Future Bible Heroes record. But I don't usually play the instruments much on Future Bible Heroes. I have so far only played a little acoustic guitar. Future Bible Heroes is my electro-pop group, where Chris Ewan plays all the instruments and makes backing tracks on which I write lyrics and melodies. And it's my only group where I actually collaborate on the composition. And we're one lead vocal away from finishing the basic tracks for the album. And after that, it's all putting on background vocals and things like that. Hopefully that will be out in the spring.
What might we expect from your show coming up this weekend?
Well, it's not all that different from when we did a folk album, last album. We have mostly acoustic instruments, and nothing is going through an amplifier, and it's the closest thing to an unamplified show that you're likely to see, certainly at Moogfest. We're essentially a folk group playing at Moogfest for reasons known only to Moogfest.
Well, we're very happy to have you there.
And we're happy to be there.
I know that you haven't been especially fond of touring in general.
Nor it of me.
Are you going to stay out on the road for any time, or is it just this one festival for now?
A month from now, we're going to do a week of going to those places we missed in the spring. Detroit, Minneapolis, St. Louis, etc.
Well, I imagine that making the record takes a good bit of travel as well, because you made love songs, or rather Love at the Bottom of the Sea, in three cities. Is that right?
Well, let's see. Los Angeles, New York, San Francisco. Yes. We're not like a rock group or something. We all live in different places. So I used to live in L.A., recorded most of the record in L.A., and then we have two members who are players. I don't know, we don't really have members. We have two players who live in San Francisco, so I recorded them there and picked up a background vocalist, Randy Walker, who really made Andrew and Drag sound like an actual record. He has a high tenor voice, and I, as you can tell, don't. So he made Andrew and Drag sound quite ecstatic, whereas I can't make anything sound anything but kind of dolorous. And the other instrumentalists were recorded in New York.
When you're making a record, how much of that process is painstaking or tedious, and how much of it is, you know, more joyful? Can you describe that process for us?
It's rarely tedious and never joyful. The process is different every time I make a record, but this time it started out with my going around the house and making recordings of all of the drum machines, and then making recordings of all of the synthesizers that could make drum-like sounds, making the archetypal sounds of hi-hat, snare, cymbal, kick, high, medium, low tom, cowbell. So I did that on, you know, 20 different synthesizers. And then I built up the rhythm tracks for each song. I had already written the songs, but I matched the songs to the rhythm tracks and jiggled them around and made them work, and then started loading synthesizers on top of that. And then only at the end did I record other instrumentalists playing non-electronic instruments. And often recorded them through synthesizers in the first place, so they were semi-electronic instruments. So what sounds like a synthesizer is often a cello, and vice versa.
It's a captivating approach to the way that you make music, Stephen.
Oh, for me it's normal.
Well, we're very glad to have you come into our own backyard playing at Moog Fest this Saturday night at Thomas Wolfe Auditorium.
We're going to be touring the Moog Factory before the show, and I'm very excited. I've never toured a factory at all, and if I could choose one, it would certainly be the Moog Factory.
Yes, it's a wonderful facility. And, you know, Moog spending, oh, the last, what, couple of decades of his life in Asheville.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fascinating man. Got to see him at a Stereolab performance. He came in the audience.
He probably thought Stereolab sounded quite a lot like Mother Mallard.
Yeah.
I'm sure he got Stereolab immediately.
They were giving him a shout out and he was waving mm-hmm. back. It was a nice scene.
Great. I love them. I wish they hadn't broken up.
Yes, Letitia is back with a record, I think.
Yes, I haven't heard it yet.
I haven't heard it yet either.
I'm in the middle of moving, so I haven't heard anything.
And where are you moving to?
I'm moving my house from L.A. to Hudson, New York.
I'm talking with Stephen Merritt of Magnetic Fields today. Stephen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.